Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 20th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google released new information about its precipitation nocusting, which uses machine learning to forecast rainfall up to 6 hours in advance, outperforming other techniques. In Google's AI blog, the company said it can generate the rainfall forecasts on a nearly instantaneous basis for the short term. The model is in the early stages and hasn't been integrated commercially yet, though Google says it will have a lot of applications, from boosting crisis response to reducing deaths and property damage due to extreme weather. A New York Times deep dive into a facial recognition AI tool sold to law enforcement agencies uncovered that the company has amassed more than 3 billion images. Those images are scraped from all corners of the internet, from social media sites to companies' About Us pages. That's way more than the typical police or even FBI database. As the Saturday feature explained, Clearview AI, a small startup with initial funding from Facebook board member Peter Thiel, is bolstering its facial recognition database for police departments and others through Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, and more, despite prohibitions against this exact type of thing. At most, 7 million of Instagram's 1 billion plus users have downloaded its standalone IGTV app in the 18 months since launch. And now, Instagram's main app is removing the annoying orange IGTV button from its homepage in what feels like an admission of lackluster results. The European Commission is considering measures to impose a temporary ban on facial recognition technologies used by both public and private actors, according to a draft white paper on artificial intelligence obtained by EuroCTIV. If implemented, the plans could throw current AI projects off course in some EU countries, including Germany's wish to roll out automatic facial recognition at 134 railway stations and 14 airports. The Commission paper, which gives an insight into proposals for a European approach to artificial intelligence, stipulates that a future regulatory framework could include a time-limited ban on the use of facial recognition technology in public spaces. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.